Hey, it's Ivy Lee from Coins Caffeinated Country Morning Show. It was my pleasure to speak with George Navarro recently. George is a sixth generation musician and an emerging Texas music star. In fact, that's one of the awards he's up for with the Texas Music Association. Here's more with George Navarro.
Hey, this is George Navarro.
Hi, George. This is Ivy Lee.
Hi. Thank you so much for reaching out. So excited for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking to you, especially after delving into your bio and seeing that you've been around the music industry your whole life. But we'll get to that in a minute.
Sure.
I'm going to set you at ease. I'm going to ask you some easy questions. Just going to lob them your way. And these are questions that I ask everybody that I interview, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Just off the top of your head.
All right.
Plain or peanut M&Ms?
Peanut.
CDs or vinyl?
CDs.
Rollerblades or roller skates?
Roller skates.
Favorite fiddle player?
Charlie Daniels.
And how does it feel to be known as Demi Lovato's bro?
It's surreal.
Pop star Demi Lovato tweeted out about your new single, When She's Drinking, about a month ago or so. Man, I bet you that just kind of set your world on fire a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, it is great. I mean, I've known them for quite a while now, and they actually made me feel part of the family. So I've been around them for a while, so it was just great. Yeah.
Well, you have been, like I said earlier, around the music industry for most of your life. Your dad and your uncles, they're in a band. They've won Grammys and everything. Tell us a little bit about where you come from.
Well, I am the sixth generation of musicians in my family, so it was natural for me, you know, just to grab an instrument and start playing music, even though I wasn't planning on it. You know, I didn't choose music. I think music chose me, you know what I mean? But my grandma, she was the first mariachi female singer in Chihuahua, Mexico. She was such a huge inspiration for me. And then my dad and my uncle, they are part of the Latin Grammy Award-winning band Caballo Dorado. And I grew up listening and being around them as well. So that inspired me to do what I'm doing right now. So that's actually why I chose to play country music, because it's what I do the best, I think.
You actually have a couple of nominations on the Texas Country Music Awards this year. You are nominated for Emerging New Artist and also Fiddler of the Year.
Exactly. I'm humbled and I'm thrilled by these nominations. I mean, that was totally unexpected for me, because just a couple of weeks after my debut single was released on Texas radio, I got the email about the nominations, and that was great. I mean, if I want to take this opportunity also to tell people that if they want to support me and help me, you know, in this journey, they can go on my website, georgenavarro.net/vote, and they'll find a direct link to the website where they can vote for all the nominees. But I'm nominated as a Fiddler of the Year and Emerging New Artist, and that's an honor for me.
A fiddle isn't the only instrument you play.
Oh, it's not. Actually, since I was little, I thought I was going to be just a guitar player, because I started playing guitar when I was 12, literally practicing 4 hours a day. I knew how to play drums before that. Actually, that was my first instrument as a kid, but my parents didn't like the
noise.
the noise, yeah. So they got rid of that drum kit really fast. I played keys for a while, but then when I first started playing guitar, I just took it really serious and started. I used to practice hours a day, and I actually picked up the fiddle pretty late in my. You know, they say that if you're gonna play a fiddle, you gotta start really early in your life, like when you're a kid, to make it. It'll be easier that way. But I started playing when I was 26, a couple of years ago. Yeah, so I play guitar, play fiddle, play a little bit of keys, and drums, and bass. And I've grown up surrounded by musicians and by instruments. I think that helped a lot in developing all the skills.
You've got a good road presence. You've toured with a lot of the most popular country artists, and you've written with some of the best in the industry as well. Is that right?
Yes, I've been so lucky to have the opportunity to write with some great people and to open shows for people like Billy Currington, Gary Allen, Kevin Fowler, Mike Ryan. I mean, it's been great. It just having the opportunity. Last year, we were on a small run with Billy Currington, and that's where we decided to put out this particular song, because whenever we play the song When She's Drinking, which is my debut single, we would get a special reaction from the crowd, and we all noticed that. The band noticed it, and I noticed it, and we're like, you know. And I also was getting messages on my Facebook and Instagram account asking about where can I listen to that She's Not Drinking Anymore song? And finally this year we got to release it, and that was just amazing. All the great reaction we've been getting from all the amazing Texas country music fans.
When She's Drinking, is there a story behind this song beyond the lyrics?
I mean, when I first started working on it, I was kind of hesitant about if I should record it or not, because it brought me back to a couple of times in my life when that happened to me. But the producer I worked with, who was like, you know what, if you can feel related to that song, most likely people are going to feel related as well. And that's the goal of music, to make people feel something. And I think if you listen to a song, we can all feel related to it one way or another. And that's why I was looking forward to when I was working on it.
If you had a choice, would you, can only choose one. Would you go out and continue to play your own music, or would you rather go out with others and play the guitar or play the fiddle?
Oh, I would do my own music. Yeah. Yeah, definitely my own music. What I've been trying to do is to develop the artist that I would like to see on stage. You know, I've been trying to develop myself as an artist to a point where I can really entertain, I can really connect to people. And I've been working really hard on that, and that's my main goal. So hopefully soon I'll be able to take my music to even more places around Texas, and to get in front of more people. That's my main goal right now.
Your dad has a Grammy. We mentioned that before with his band.
Yeah.
Do you have a space for yours picked out, or are you just taking this one day at a time, seeing where this road's going to lead you?
Yeah, I'm taking it one day at a time. I mean, if I wasn't expecting the Texas Country Music Association nominations. I mean, that took me, caught me completely off guard. So even if I win those, I'm going to be extremely thankful, and I'm taking it one day at a time. I think that's the best way to do it.
Are you ready to get back out on the road?
Oh, I'm so ready. That's my natural state of being. On stage, that's where I enjoy to be the most. I feel more natural being on stage. So right now I'm itching to go back on stage.
When can we see you out and about? Are you putting dates on the calendar right now?
Right now we're trying to figure that out. So far we have shows until September, but we're trying to book more dates closer. I'll keep y'all posted on my social media and on Instagram. It's Gene Navarro Music. Same thing on Twitter and Facebook, George Navarro. I'll make sure to post all the dates that come out in the next couple of weeks.
And that's also where we can find your music as well?
Yes, my music right now, my debut single, is obviously on Texas radio, which I really appreciate all the airplay on Spotify, Amazon Music, all over the place.
Hopefully we'll have more up-and-coming Texas music and Red Dirt artists on the Texas Red Dirt Music Minute on your hometown station, COIN 93.9. You can listen to it every weekday right after 9 o'clock. Hope you'll join me then, and for all of COIN's Caffeinated Country Morning Show on your hometown station, COIN 93.9.